Do you guys want to know my BDSM test thing? Probably. You probably do. Let's see. Age category. I'll never tell. Language, English. Orientation, bisexual. Length, maximum accuracy. Okay, here we go. I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. All the way agree. I like receiving pain during sex, BDSM, and seeing the results of it, like marks, bruises, makeup running, and tears, etc. I think agree, but like only slightly agree. Because that sounds, actually, I'm going to agree a little more. I prefer making the sexual decisions for my partner, as this gives me more control. Yeah, agree. I don't mind a little playful resistance from my partner in the end. Yeah, definitely agree. I like forcing my partner into submission much more than them submitting spontaneously. See, this is tough because I feel like with men, I don't want them to put up a fight. I don't want them to be bratty. I want them to just fucking submit. But if it were a girl, I might be okay with a little bit of playful. So I'm going to do in the middle. Feeling physically overpowered is one of the most liberating sexual feelings. Yeah, it 100% is. I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. In theory, yes, but I feel like actually it probably would not be that great from what I've heard. I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. I'm going to put it in the middle. I don't know. Obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but nobody's ever watched me have sex, so how would I know if I like that? And I'm gonna do a little bit disagree. Okay. I say as a little audio porn star, they didn't ask me about, I enjoy it if people hear me having sex. They said, see. Ideally, I could command my partner and they'd obey like a puppet no matter what I tell them to do. Yes. I don't like making sexual decisions. I prefer my partner to make them for me. Also, yes. I love making my partners do really disgusting things purely for my own pleasure. Disgusting? Like, lick my toes? disgusting. I say no, not disgusting. No. I'm willing to try anything once, even if I think I won't like it. Yeah, for sure. Physically restricting my partner is arousing. Middle ground. I've never really gotten to try that much, so I don't know. I think I'm just kind of meh on it. I think if my partner was really into it, I would be like into it, but on my own, I probably would never really, you know, pull out the rope and the handcuffs type thing. I don't think. I'm gonna just slightly agree. Okay. I like sending nude or sexual pictures, videos of myself to others. Yeah, they do. I like that a lot. Don't get any fucking ideas. I swear to God, don't fucking be all up in my DMs being fucking down bad, okay? I like to be totally helpless and at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. Yep. Receiving care, being spoiled, etc. are some of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. No. I have a thing for large age differences. Just a little. Just a little. Calm down, Dilfs. It's gonna be okay. I can hear you guys screaming. When it comes to sexual acts, my partner's discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it gives me more pleasure. No, because kind of no. I want the person to actually be enjoying what's happening. But sometimes discomfort can be hot, so just slightly disagree. I enjoy acting like a pet or an animal. Nope, not my thing. Giving care. Oh god, can we talk about that for a second? The way that, like, there's some people on GWA who have amazing fucking voices, but they always do the kitten thing, and I'm like, okay. I guess I'm kitten. Giving care, spoiling my partner, etc. is one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. No, god. Okay, being treated with little or no respect arouses me. Yeah, it does. Okay. Oh man, we're only 22% of the way down this tape forever. There's no reason why sex should have to happen in private spaces, isolated from the outside world. Kind of disagree. Mostly disagree because there's, like, kids outside, bro. I'll often put up a fight in bed, but that doesn't mean I want to win that fight. Yep. I find the romantic aspect in a relationship much more important than the sexual aspects. No, I think they're equal for sure, if not more emphasis on the sex. I currently have a master or a mistress. No, I do not. Nobody can fucking control me. I would like to serve in a formal setting with explicit slave training. Oh, absolutely fucking not. My ultimate goal in life is to please my partner. No. Jesus. I have a need to... I mean, that is such a dramatic... My ultimate goal in life is to please my partner. Jesus. Okay. I have a need to constantly try new things. A sexual routine would never make me happy. Yeah, that's definitely true. All right, we're 30% of the way done. This audio is going to be like a half an hour. Assuming I was single, I would like to join an existing couples or polyamorous groups relationship. No. I'm quite possessive. Being physically restrained during sex is arousing. Yeah, kind of. I enjoy feeling like prey hunted by a predator. I've never understood that. I'm gonna mostly disagree and not all the way disagree because I feel like I haven't, I don't know, listened to enough audios about it, watched enough like porn about it to know if I actually don't like it or not. Being part of a group of slaves that serves one master or mistress sounds like a life that would really suit me. No. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn-on. No? Have y'all heard my doctor audio? I would like to be completely tied up during sex. Yeah, sure. But only a little sure. I enjoy being kept as a pet. No! Okay. I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm gonna inflict pain on them. Yeah, I do. God, it's so weird doing this. The last time I did this, I was, my results, I think, were, like, 100% brat, 100% submissive, like, 0% dom, 0%, I don't know, like, brat tamer, that kind of thing. And now I'm, like, such a switch, and it's just so weird, because I remember, like, doing it before, like, doing this test before, and, like, a question like, I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm gonna inflict pain on them. I was like, what the fuck? Like, no. And now I'm like, yeah. It's so weird. Oh, how things change. I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partners. Yes, I do. I'll gladly leave everything behind, including moving across the globe if I have to for the BDSM life of my dreams. This is such a dramatic fucking question. No. Mostly no. I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. Oh, God. No. No. Mostly no. That's such a complicated question. Remind me later to answer that question, because it's complicated. Okay. I would like nothing. I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave. No. I am not a slave. I do not like that. Treating my partner with little or no respect arouses me. Kind of, yes. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. Yes. Yes, it's not fun if you don't. I'm sorry. I know, like, there's so many brat haters out there, but, like, it's fucking fun. It's a game. Sex is literally like grown-up playing. Hello, it's a fucking game. Why the fuck? Anyway, I would like it when my partner is completely tied up. Yeah, a little. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. Yes, please see Dr. Audio again. I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike. Nope, thanks. No, thank you. I could be sexually submissive now and sexually dominant another time. Yep. I am willing to pay for porn. Yes, I am. I am subscribed to multiple OnlyFans. In an ideal relationship, my partner would see me as a mere object. To them, I only exist when they're horny or when they need my service in some way. No. Like, if this were part of the dynamic, yeah, but like in an actual relationship and that's the only way they view me, like, no. Obviously not. Making my partner suffer for my pleasure is one of the best things in life. Wow, that's really dramatic as well. These questions are so dramatic. Suffer for my pleasure. I'll mostly agree. Living with a group of slaves owned by me and serving me would be my ultimate no. It's no big deal when things turn out bad for me, or things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk and a necessary part of discovering what works and what doesn't. Absolutely. I'm currently in a long-term relationship. Nope. I have plenty of sexual fantasies which would at the very least be unethical to execute. No, not unethical. I would like to provide my partners with explicit slave trait. No. In questionnaires like these, I tend to go for the extreme answers. Yep. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet. No, okay. We're only 60% done, guys. If I could not fulfill all my partner's sexual desires, I would encourage them to see other people to fill in the gaps. Fuck no. I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner's desires. My instinct was like, absolutely not, but then I'm like, well, I'm gonna put it in the middle. I often behave in animalistic ways during sex. Like growling or howling. Nope. Can't relate. In an ideal relationship, I should have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner and they should decide what's good for me. No. If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled with my partner, I would want to see other people to fill in the gaps. No, I would just want to break up with them and find someone who could. I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. No, I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in the relationship. Kind of yes, but only a little bit yes. I enjoy watching other people being naked or having sex. Absolutely yes. I'd like my partner to submit to me 24/7. No. I'd like my partner to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. Yes. If I could make money from selling porn clips of myself, I definitely would. Yep. Sorry. I don't know why that was funny. It was so funny. Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. Yes. I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as a superior. Kind of, yeah, middle. I'm totally cool with my partners having sex with other people. No, you are mine. Talking back to one's dominant in a teasing and disobeying way should be part of the sub's fun. Yes, 100%. When it comes to sexual acts, my own discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it allows me to give my partner more pleasure. Abso-fucking-lutely. There is nothing hotter than, like, being a little bit in pain or, like, a little bit uncomfortable, but, like, just doing it anyway because it's making the other person feel good. Oh my god. Okay. I don't need physical pleasure from sex if my partner is enjoying it. That's all I need. Yeah. Weirdly, yeah. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner. A little more than a little. Sometimes watching people have sex is more fun than participating. I don't know about more fun. I enjoy when my partner plays or acts like an animal. No, it already asked me this like 5 times. I like my partner to be completely in charge in the bedroom. No, I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partners around. Yeah, pretty much. 82%. Almost there. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. Yeah. Having to do really disgusting things for my partner's pleasure is pretty arousing. I can get into some really fucked up shit, so I feel like I have to at least answer pretty yes to this question. I like inflicting pain during sex. No, I actually don't. I don't think I could act. No, yeah, I don't think I would want to. I could not always be dominant or always submissive. I need both, yeah. Which is such a new thing for me. I like to dominate my partners in the bedroom, yeah. I like to sexually degrade, yeah. I will naturally take on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. Kinda, yeah. That's because I've only dated man children. The idea of torturing someone is appealing. These questions are getting really redundant. If my partner would really enjoy using me as a urinal. I'm not going to tell you guys my answer. I'd like to submit to my partner 24/7 and see serving them as my life's purpose. No. Also, you already asked me this already. My partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous sounds like an acceptable situation. No, it does not. I want my partner to serve me and address me as superior. Mostly disagree. I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child or engaging in child-appropriate activity. See, here's where I want to say yes, because, like, do I sometimes, you know, put on pink pajamas and sit in my bed and watch Disney and do coloring pages? Yeah, absolutely. But when I'm fucking someone, am I pretending to be 8 years old? Absolutely fucking not. So, I don't know. I enjoy being verbally degraded. Yes. Okay. We've got only 2 more questions, guys. We almost made it to the end. I want to meet more like-minded kinky people. Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. Indicate for which archetype, how well you think it suits you. These are randomly selected. Don't overthink it. Master, mistress. No, definitely not. Voyeur. A little bit. Brat tamer. No. Age player. No. Primal prey. No. Okay. Here's my result. You guys, it's so surprising. You're never going to believe it. You're never. I'm 100% brat. I know. Crazy, right? I'm also 100% degradee. And 100% switch. Some 300%. I'm 96% submissive. Wow, I've fallen 4% in the last 4 years. Wow, amazing. 95% experimentalist. 91% dominant. That's crazy. 91% masochist, 87% degrader, 85% brat tamer, blah, 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 blah. 7% vanilla. fun. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. It was kind of fun. I haven't done it in a really long time. Yeah. Okay, bye.